together on Facebook, Twitter X, and Instagram. You're mindlessly scrolling anyway. Why not check us out? This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's a good thing I didn't run with the Scissorp crowd when that was a thing, because isn't the foundation of Scissorp the codeine cough syrup?
Yep.
Codeine, yeah. And booze, right?
No, it's soda.
Soda.
Yeah. You put some kind of sweet soda, and then I think they dropped a Jolly Rancher or something in there.
I think you're mixing up your Zima and your Scissorp.
Nick would have done. Nick did Scissorp, I think.
No, he wants to.
He wants to, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So what? You had codeine for your throat, Tom?
Yeah, it was the codeine cough syrup.
Got it.
Yeah, but it kind of puts me out, which is
because it's got codeine.
Why? It's effective.
Codeine's a good drug.
Yeah. Right? Oh yeah, it's a good downer.
Yeah.
And I love me a good downer.
Yeah. Did you sleep a lot because you had your sore throat? Because you own this drug, you know?
Yeah, I slept more than usual.
Right.
But mostly it wasn't, I didn't feel feverish.
Did you smoke a bong? Because that's going to mess up your throat
while you're trying
to get it better.
No, I didn't. I went with the edibles. And then I had one of these edibles that was 50 milligrams.
Yeah.
And 50 milligrams to me.
Does it give you a dent yet?
I react to 50 milligrams is
what?
I take it, and it's an hour later, and this is nice. This I'm asleep.
Well, it's 50 milligrams.
Yeah.
You better hope it's still.
But there's a very small window of, this is nice, and then I'm out.
Oh, I love that. Anyway, you wanted to sleep, though, didn't you? I guess now you wanted to enjoy the high a little bit, right?
Okay. Yeah, I would have liked that. But I fully expect, because that's been the reaction of the past. So I knew that was going to happen. I knew
50 milligrams.
What was coming up.
Yeah, that would put me down. A New York driver allegedly showed up drunk to pick up his friend who had just been locked up for a DWI. Antone Gilona, I go with Gilona, whatever.
I think Italian?
Gilona is Italian. Gilona, 25, of Hagman, arrived outside Montgomery County Sheriff's Office to drive his pal home after he was cut loose from custody for a DWI. Authorities started questioning, Antone, after he drove in a restricted area, the lockup, completely ignoring the parking sections. He pulled into the wrong area, and he was drunk, failed the test, cuffed right there. So he's picking up his buddy who just got a DUI arrest, and he shows up drunk.
Nothing like driving yourself to jail.
Exactly. Apparently, he had subsequent DMV records showing he'd been
revoked. Oh, he couldn't just drive his buddy home?
He couldn't. He came to pick his buddy up. Yeah. His buddy got a DUI, and he was drunk when he picked him up.
But he got the DUI.
No, yeah, they both ended up with a DUI.
Yeah, the guy showed up to pick him up had a DUI, right?
Yeah, the one guy got arrested for DUI, and then his pickup guy came to pick him up drunk as well, and then he gets a DUI.
Right. We've heard those stories where people show up for their DUI court hearing buzzed, you know, which is hilarious.
Stressful situation. Yeah. You need a few drinks.
Yeah, well, they can't help themselves.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the one guy, I remember one story was a guy. I'm not sure why he lost his license, but at court, he drove himself to court, and then he lost his license, and they saw him go out to the car and drive home. Or start the drive home. They said, no, dude, that's why you just lost your license. He goes, how am I going to get my car back? I think that happened in Omaha, actually.
Morons.
Yeah. Wild footage was captured midair drama erupting on an international Qantas flight. When the man booted off the plane after allegedly biting a crew member.
Oh, I saw this. I saw some of the stills from this.
Where were they going?
Dallas-bound flight, which departed Melbourne.
Yeah.
It was diverted to Tahiti. They had to land it in the middle of the ocean.
Well, on an island.
Wonder how they did that. Yeah.
He's not here yet. That doesn't work.
He's not. Right. Yeah.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah. Alleged front row footage of the passenger, which was uploaded to social media. Is there a video here?
There's stills in this article I'm looking at. But yeah, dude was a big.
He's a big, dumb white guy.
Yeah.
Big gut t-shirt. His t-shirt says Virginia on it because that's what you wear.
And he's not welcome on Qantas anymore.
Yeah.
He bit an aisle donkey?
I think he dropped a couple of C-bombs on the aisle donkeys, too.
Oh, he was hammered, yeah.
F off, C-bomb.
Yeah.
I don't know comedian Mike Goldstein, but he shot some footage here. This dude asked the flight attendant if she smoked weed. Passenger carries on swearing at staff and other passengers.
That plane, that flight's long enough, and you got to land in Tahiti.
Bro, I was just about to walk out for a cigarette, he says.
You can't walk out. He must have been hammered, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's
If I didn't have anything to do, once you land in Tahiti, could you just get off? I'm going to stay here for a while. I'm in Tahiti, for Christ's sakes, you know.
That's like a 16-17 hour flight.
The whole way,
from
right?
From Melbourne to Dallas.
Right.
Damn.
This guy was hammered.
It would be nice, though, if you... Yeah, we're in Tahiti.
Can I get off and
I'm just
going to
stay
for
a few days.
Yeah. They probably don't allow that. They probably just pulled that dumbass off the plane. Yeah.
Well, and then you're stuck in Tahiti in a jail.
Right.
Like...
I know.
You got to get somebody to come get you.
You're right.
Like, yeah. How do you... What are you...
And that guy shows up drunk.
I mean, how do you manage that once you're the drunk guy who gets kicked off the flight in Tahiti?
I guess you get one call. Hey, Mom. He's not. He's an older dude. Probably didn't call his mom. Probably called his wife.
He might be there for a while.
He also might not have flown by himself. He probably went on that plane by himself. That's a vacation thing. Melbourne,
maybe.
And Dallas, you know. You have to say maybe.
Maybe.
Comes to that because he was actually was he? Australia,
Melbourne.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, but I mean, Tahitian capital of Papeete. So somebody's got to go to Papeete and pick his drunk ass up.
Right.
Well, that's okay. So there's my next question.
You could hire a lawyer from a distance, pay the guy, bail him out.
You still got to get back to home.
Well, yep.
You're still in Tahiti.
Somebody's got to wire money to get back home.
I don't think they honor that flight.
No.
He was banned from Qantas Airlines for life after this, as well as kicked off in Tahiti.
But bitter, man, huh? Yeah. We're having dinner with an owl donkey on Sunday. One of Michelle's friends is an owl donkey.
I thought you maybe just met her on the plane.
No, but I got a ton of questions for owl donkeys. Yeah.
Starting with, do you like to be called aisle donkeys?
She said she'd never been called that. You know, I said, well, you wouldn't do that in person anyway. You know?
They don't know, huh?
I don't know. I don't think they know, but I'll find out more details on Sunday.
Didn't we get that term from a pilot, too?
We did.
Yes.
But I also talked to another pilot. He said he had never heard it either. So it might have been just a group of pilots that do it among themselves.
We
made it pretty famous.
That guy.
We made it pretty famous.
Might have been just that guy.
And it is appropriate.
Or that guy and his circle of friends.
This Carter Lake is an area of Omaha, in case you're listening somewhere else, that is joked about a lot. I mean, there's some decent places there, but, you know, it's always joked about. So think about the area in your city that is joked about a lot. Being kind of trashy. He had a DUI and had his dad bail him out. They wouldn't give him the keys, so his dad let him in his truck, and his dad drove his car. Oh, his dad came. His dad said, just take my car. Literally after he got bailed out.
Wow.
You're not drunk, son. I've been drunk. That's how that sounded right there.
I'm just drinking.
Yeah. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking. Mr. Skin later on this morning. Bob Odenkirk. We're going to talk to Bob next hour. We're going to play that interview we talked to Bob a while back. And Tyrell Frazier. Nick's birthday yesterday. He must have celebrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's
later than normal.
It's one of those fives or zeros, isn't it? It's one of the fives.
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to remember how far behind me he is. Yeah, I think he might be hitting.
He's one of the fives, right?
I don't think it is. I think it's one more till a five.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think it might be a four.
All right.
This email came in on Monday. It's Dusty. I don't know if you saw it. Giving us a little tip about time zones and video games. Do you see this?
No, go ahead, man.
Okay. So, tomorrow's the day that Forza Horizon 6 can finally be played on Xbox. I know that sounds nerdy, but it's a super popular racing game with hyper-realistic cars that a lot of people enjoy. It has Miatas, possibly even Tyler's. Here's a fun hack that allows you Americans to play one day early. You go to your council and you change the time zone to New Zealand. This allows it to become tomorrow on your Xbox. Sorry, Nick.
Wow.
Pick New Zealand because it allows your options to remain in English. Anyway, I trust you guys will enjoy this. And I included some related links below. So if you want to play, you can just click on the links on the email there.
Boy, the nerds figured that out, huh? Good for the nerds, man.
And Beatrice, you can absolutely say my name. I've been a proud listener since you came on. 104.1 The Blaze in Lincoln.
Thank you. Yeah, love the Blaze.
So that must be a common hack among gamers. Just go to New Zealand time zone.
I'm sure your son knew that, man.
You get it a day early. I'm sure they did, too.
Yeah. That's a driving game, by the way. I had to look that up.
That's
I
what
thought,
he said.
I thought
he said it was driving
games.
Okay.
Cars, yeah. Very realistic cars, apparently, too.
Yes. Looks fun. I wouldn't be any good at it.
22-year-old smashes world record by doing 12,412 pull-ups in 24 hours. Wow. And boy, are my arms tired. Oh, my God. He's got, looks like almost like duct tape all around his forearms.
To a little lactic acid.
Yeah, it must be. Yeah. Forearms, his hands are taped up, and down below his elbows, if you look at the video here.
And I looked at the video just specifically to see if he was doing the like the CrossFit kipping pull-ups where, you know,
which are not pull-ups. Right?
I don't think so either, but he's not. He's doing more
the real ones,
strict
right,
pull-ups, you know, at 12,000.
Yeah, I saw some pull-up purist, and I don't blame them because they were showing, because I think Kennedy was at some gym in jeans and did that, and everybody's bragging about it, but all these pull-up people said, no, he didn't do them right. I'm watching him right now. I guess how far does his chin have to go above the
the bar? I'm sure they had somebody there counting which ones counted and which ones didn't. But yeah, I just wanted to make sure he wasn't doing those swinging pull-ups because those suck.
No, he's not.
But still, the math is like 500 some an hour.
This guy's got
to get to where he did.
He's got an 8-pack on his belly, man. He is ripped.
And surprisingly, giant shoulders.
Shoulders are big, but he's also slim enough where he can do this, you know. He's not a fat weighted big weight guy.
No, it looks like he's got bat wings too.
Right. Yeah.
He's got some latissimus dorsi.
Oh my God.
Yeah, as you would if you were doing 12,000 pull ups.
How sore would he be? I mean, I know he'd practiced for a long time.
I think I watched a video of him it was like a stand up of him being interviewed, and he said the biggest part was pushing through the pain.
My biggest training week would be 2,400 pull-ups and 4 hours every day of the week, which ends up being 14,000 to 16,000.
Yeah, I can't even.
No, I couldn't do pull-ups even when I was younger.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do pull-ups, but it's a whole different thing when you're a...
Did he keep track of how many he did?
To
train for this thing.
Well, he figured out when he was training he would do 14,000 to 16,000 a week. Every day for 4 hours.
Yeah. All right, there's a lot of other stuff you could be doing.
Yeah. Well, gets him in that shape. You're right. But you don't need to be at the gym all day like that.
Right. It seems like kind of a limited physical fitness a routine.
Well, if you look at him, he's completely in shape. It's not just pull-ups, man. You know.
I don't know. None of these photos show him from the knees down. He looks like he's the kind of guy who might skip leg day.
Well, he's got to have smaller legs, push. He's not that many pull-ups. You know, he can't have big, thick, powerful legs.
There's a picture of him.
You need to be weighted.
I mean, they are a bit disproportionate.
Yeah.
But he's not huge up top for spending how many hours a day doing pull-ups.
I wonder why he has to wear all the tape around his arms and stuff. Is that lactic acid, you said? Is that what it would be? Cause the pain would just...
To brace those muscles?
Yeah, I don't know.
The grip strength, I think, would be... Those forearms would be just burning.
His hands are taped too. I wonder if they're taped on the bar.
Yeah. No, they're not. I saw another photo of the bar. The bar is taped just for grip, but
got it.
But his hands are not taped to the bar.
All right. Let's try that today. We should get a pull-up bar in the studio. You guys can try that today.
I could give you 10.
All right. Get down and give me 10. Tyrell Frazier.
I got one down in the basement. Right. And I'll go down there and look at it and say, that's a nice pull-up bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back upstairs.
Yeah, screw that exercise.
I can do 10, but you got to, at my setup, you got to make sure to aim between the ceiling joists.
No, I understand.
You're going to rip down your whole basement push doing those.
Oh, no, it's the rack. It's the it's the squat rack. So it's plenty solid.
Naked, right? My little bar is on a load-bearing beam. I just wanted to say load-bearing.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Oh, thanks.
That was yesterday. We missed that.
It was, yeah.
I wouldn't say we missed it, Bob.
Happy birthday, brother.
Hey.
It's Nick's birthday. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.